This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Grand Rapids City Manager Greg Sundstrom. We're going to be chatting about my GR City Points. How are you doing today, Greg?
Oh, I'm doing great. And you?
Hey, I'm well.
Okay. So
the city has been running MyGR City Points for a few years. And for those who might not be familiar with the program, what exactly is it and how does it benefit the community and those who take part in it?
Well, it's relatively unique in that I'm not aware of another city that has a program like this, but it's kind of like airline points or credit card points, but it's a community point. And it's kind of a way that we can have an exchange in community building. And we started off our program by awarding citizens points whenever they recycled. And as you may know, with our new recycling program, we have computer chips in our cart, so we know the address of the cart, and so we can credit back to an online account that a customer has how many points they earned. And when they accrue sufficient points, they can go to a website and turn those in for coupons at local businesses, members of Local First. So It has a couple of purposes. One, to incent recycling. And since we put this program in place, our recycling has increased by 80%.
Awesome.
And it also is to help local economic development. And we've had millions of points cashed in, probably 1,000 at a time, for that, free cup of coffee or buy one, get one, or whatever the coupon that is being offered by our local merchants.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's worked rather well, and that was the first phase. But we recently launched a second phase, and it's there are two principal differences here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And you have a volunteer component with the second phase. Involves United Way.
That is exactly correct. It's a second way to earn points.
Mm-hmm.
Now you'll be able to earn them recycling and by volunteering in the community. We have partnered with, one of the experts in the country in volunteer management, and that's United Way. They have a wonderful online system called Hands-On Connect. They have currently, I believe, 400 volunteer opportunities. And, this runs the gamut of really nonprofit agencies that need assistance. And so it's really a great community asset. So we partnered with them.
Okay.
And now, not for all 400 of their events, but for some opportunities, you can earn points if you volunteer as well.
Okay.
So it's a way to try to motivate greater volunteering. And the thing that's interesting about this whole MyGR City Points is we really tried to build a platform not knowing how it could be used. And I think we continue to not know how it could be used. In that, I do think trying to incent volunteering is good, but I don't know how we can still use that. And we're trying to figure that out as we go.
Now, the points from the volunteering, I understand, you guys are going to use those to help spruce up City Park. Is that correct?
Well, the second part of this new expansion of MyGR City Points is we created what we call campaigns. And in this way, you donate your points to a campaign. And the first campaign we launched is a park makeover.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who has points can go to our website and donate some number of points to their favorite park. And the park that has the most points by, I believe it's the end of March, will get a $50,000 park makeover.
Okay.
And then there's a second and third prize as well.
Now, these can be points that they get from recycling or points that they get from volunteering, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And which parks are in line for this opportunity? Do you know at present?
Every city park.
Okay.
Last I saw, Wilcox Park was leading.
Okay. And what enhancements could be in their future that would be done with these points?
Well, $50,000 doesn't buy what it used to. But it's things like grills, benches, bike racks, doggy stands, swing sets.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that, a neighborhood group. And what we'll do when we find the winners, we'll have a neighborhood meeting and we'll flesh this out and figure out what they want to buy.
Now, you mentioned that you had not seen any other cities doing this. Have any cities come to you to find out about implementing it in their city?
Well, it's funny you say that. Later this week, I have a teleconference with the Auckland, New Zealand Common Council.
Wow.
To talk about this very program.
Okay.
So, you know, our doors aren't being bust down, but yeah, we're talking to others. And, you know, there's a lot of cities doing very innovative things right now. It's just we're into an area maybe others haven't ventured. That's all.
Now, if folks want to get signed up, where do they go to do that?
We can go to our website right through the city. That is grcity.us or mygrcitypoints.
Gosh.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah,
I
show it's mygrcitypoints.com.
Okay.
So if they go.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. I appreciate the help.
No problem. So, yeah, fantastic. Glad to hear that you guys have added a new volunteer component on that, and hopefully that'll encourage people to get out there, you know, and lend their time to community events.
Well, I can, again, it's only a platform, and we'll see how it grows. But, you know, I could envision receiving points for shoveling the sidewalk of the neighbor next to you who is disabled. You know? I think it's all about building community. So we have to figure out how to make this work. I think the potentials are really big.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining me, Greg.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good one.
You too.